Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor to the Most High God and thank Him for all His great and mighty acts. We bless the Lord and giving Him the praise that's rightly due Him at all times. Every day is the Lord's day. Let us, glory to God, continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise you, the Holy Spirit. Have thine own way, Lord. You know it's just a blessed day, marvelous and wonderful. And we bind up the forces of the evil that turn back around and knock my system off. But to God be the glory. We know it's coming back on any moment now. But I just want to thank God for another day that He has made. We're going to glorify His holy name and be glad in it and thank God for the move of God tonight, celebrating Jesus at all times when we come together. But we want to make sure that He gets His rightful due. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, no matter what. To God be the glory. We just finished praying a little while ago, but binding up any interruptions. But to God be the glory. We bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name for the renewed mercies every morning, for His grace, for His faithfulness. How great Thou art. Praise the Lord. Thanking Him, glory to God, for we're coming together to celebrate His holy name and to give honor unto Him and to stand on His words, on His promises, and be moved by His Spirit, not by the things that are going on around us. Our focus is on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to keep covenant with Him. He's keeping covenant with us. How great is the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. We're back online. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be unto the Most High God. Every time I think of His goodness and all that He's done, I can't help but hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto His name. Because He keeps doing great and mighty, marvelous, wonderful, phenomenal things. As we look to the hills with coming thy help, we realize it come from Him. We have no other to look to. We may look to the arm of flesh, but that's going to fail us. But if we look to Him and walk in His promises and obedience to His word, oh, glory, there's no failure in Him. And when His word go out, it will accomplish everything that He set it out to do. So we just have to have the faith and the patience to wait on Him and be of good courage. Not walk in fear or fretfulness. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Fear will paralyze you and cause us to go over to God, to deviate off the path and find ourselves operating in our flesh. And God didn't orchestrate us for us to do that. He wanted us to, glory to God, walk in the power and His authority and His anointing that He has given to us this day and every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. Welcome again to the Block Talk Radio Divine Connection prayer line. Looking forward to a move of God tonight, none other than our own, glory to God, prophet, pastor Charlotte Mitchell out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for her. Some we'll be presenting to others, glory to God, introducing to, because she has been on before us, bringing forth a word from the Lord. Not nothing but itching ears or promoting the flesh, glory to God, to be exalted, but a word from the Lord that we can live by. So we thank God for her. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We're going to get ready now and have our scripture reading, and I'm going to ask none other than Mother Willette to bring our scripture reading out of Psalms 61. And whether she do it in Amplified or King James, Amplified is good, but just in case you just have King James, Psalm 61, we're going to read it in its entirety from 1 to 8 verse. So while you're preparing for that, we're going to have you to come forth in a few minutes with that. Praise the Lord. How great thou art. Praise God. Every time I think of God's goodness, I think about His, how great He is. Even just for just the things He do in our life and saving us and deliver us, bring us out of darkness into the marvelous light. But even in our daily walk, but even when we look around in the cosmos, the elements, and even just see the landscape, the beauty that He created. Glory to God. Mind man can copy it on canvas or whatever, but nothing like the beauty he creates. So it's just so much to be thankful for every day, for the food, the clothing, the shelter, just being able to breathe, to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. And connecting us with people, glory to God, with his spirit in us, would have a mindset to do his will. And the ones that don't, we can pray for them and pray that we don't find ourselves snared by our words and caught up, glory to God, of the things that are going on in this land and around us. We got to fight to stay focused. But God gives us peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on them. And the peace that he gives us, not as the world gives. Well, as he said, in these last days, so many things are going to come upon the land and come, glory to God, that will cause men, glory to God, hearts, glory to God, to be troubled because of the fact of the fear of the things coming up from the land. But he prepared us so we should be able to not be caught up in the fear. It may, some things may come sometimes to shake us a little bit, but we got to put our eyes fixed back on the Lord and trust in him. Father, we bless you today and give you glory for another marvelous, wonderful day that you added into our life. Our lives, glory to God, are hid in you. We thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, renewed every morning. Thank you, Lord God, for just being Jesus, our Savior. Oh, he's our advocate. God, you are our high tower, our strong tower. You are very present help in the time of trouble. You are our refuge. God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, glory to God, because without you, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. The enemy will have us with our flesh thinking that we can, glory to God, this, that, and that. But whatever we do, and you're not in it, it's going to fail. It'll be like that sinking sand. But we want to build ourselves on the up on the rock of Jesus Christ and run to the rock that's higher than us. Be in a place that we have the attitude of gratitude and be submitted to a humble humility to you, that we'll be in a position that, glory to God, when trouble do come, we'll, glory to God, can look to you for the answer, and we won't try to figure out ourselves. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for all the provisions that's being made for us. We are thanking you, Lord God, for the plans that you have for us that are good, not for evil. Glory to God, and to give us that expected end, to bless, to prosper us. Thanking you, Lord God, for turning things around in our favor when the enemy, glory to God, meant it for evil. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Thank you for the weapons that you've given us that are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, the armor of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you got us fully clothed from head all around down to our feet and nothing on the back, because you're the real guard, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your word and for your promises, that are rich and make it no sorrow. Thank you that in you we live and move and have our beings. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for the power of prayer and glory to God, the mindset, glory to God, to do your will. And God, the faithfulness that you are to us and teaching us how to be faithful. Thank you for the agape, glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness and teaching us more and more how to forgive and how that can hinder us. Glory to God, if we don't forgive, the Father won't forgive us. Help us, glory to God, to be able to utilize these giftings and callings that you've given us. Glory to God, to cause others to come to you and look to you, and to be able to know, glory to God, your will and your way. God, help us to be an example and be a light. God, we pray for those that are in darkness and in bondage, glory to God, from this satanic forces of the evil one, the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Praying for a heart to after God, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, that man may have a desire and a heart to come to you. We are praying that we'll be a greater witness, and God, not to be caught up in isms and schisms, so that way they can recognize that our God is still on the throne, still doing great and mighty things. We might be the only Bible somebody read. God, tonight we pray, glory to God, for all those that are going through in various situations and various storms, the natural and the spiritual and the physical storms. Bless, heal, deliver, rescue, glory to God, restore, resurrect, in Jesus' name. Comfort, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray this for your servant tonight, God, as she bring forth this word. God, she'll bless her mind, bless her body, bless, glory to God, her as she brings the delivery, because we know the word is already anointed. Anoint her for the service, glory to God, at hand. In the name of Jesus, we just bless you. Bless you for all the ears that were here. And God, whatever part is for us, let us not deny and justify. Let us receive that you have for us. And God, let us be an encouragement to others as well in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord, tonight. We glorify you. We honor you. And we uplift your holy name. We love, glory to God, hallelujah, your love. We are praying that those at this lip service, that they will fall in love with you, get to a place that they will yield and they will say yes and they will submit and they will obey. Some, glory to God, have lost their way, praying that they be restored and come back. And the enemy that lied to them think they can't get back, glory to God, we plead the blood of Jesus. God, I pray that none will have sold out to the enemy, but they will turn back around and sell their lives out to you. Help us to grow stronger every day. As Paul said, I'm not that I've apprehended, but one thing I do know, I'm forgetting those things that are behind. We're going to press to the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. With the armor on, with the mindset like never before, that the will of the Lord be done. Every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we're going to bring it down, pull it down, bring down them strongholds, and bring it into captivity, obedience to the work, the will of the Lord, and be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. God, I bless you tonight. At this time now, praise God, we're going to have our scripture reading from another other than Evangelist Willette, Mother. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that would be Psalm 61, and that's in the Amplified Version. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank and praise God for another day's journey. Psalm 61, and this is the chief musician to the chief musician on string instruments, a psalm of David. 61, hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you. When my heart is overwhelmed and weak, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, a rock that is too high to reach without your help. For you have been a shelter and a refuge for me, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings, Selah. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name with reverence. You will prolong the king's life, adding days upon days. His years will be like many generations. He will sit enthroned forever before the face of God. Appoint loving kindness and truth to watch over and preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, paying my vows day by day. Psalm 61, verses 1 through 8. God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give God glory and honor for the word. Praise the God that was shared, glory to God, with Mother Willette. Praise God. I'm just trying to make sure that I have our speaker number pulled up. Praise the Lord. We bless God because we're going to bring her on and we're not going to waste any time. Wait a minute. Okay, now. Oh, I'm probably looking at the wrong number. You know, I'm looking at this. I'm looking for the prayer line number. I'm scrolling right over. Happened to look back at my phone. Thank God, 8684. I do apologize. Praise God. But I'm getting ready to try to look for the number that's a prayer line. Praise the Lord. But nevertheless, we thank God. Glory to God for Pastor Mitchell. As I said, some of you already heard her in time past, and others will be present to you. Glory to God, the woman of God that is blood washed. Glory to God and saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. Apostolic ministry anointing is on her. She is a prophet. She has a ministry called Compassion Ministry. Bless the Lord. We're a pastor. She's the pastor of. We thank God, glory, for the anointing that's in her life, and thank God for even knowing her from now been back here, 5 years. I guess we're going on almost our seventh year knowing each other. Praise the Lord. She was my beautician when I was in Tulsa with my daughter and son-in-law and children there. Praise God. And from the time I met this woman, God, the anointing in her life, glory to God. God bless from the teaching and the prophetic anointing, but that power of that word that's in her, she's so full of it, God, so full that she just enjoys the teaching, but she wants to make sure that she's reaching And so I thank God for that. I thank God for her compassionate heart. She got the right ministry name for compassion because she does have a compassionate heart, very generous and free will, glory to God, about the word and about the anointing, that she can be able to help or hurt, help and not hurt anyone. But if she has to speak it and bring it forth, glory to God, she will bring it forth with power. And if God said it, that's already settled, isn't it? And then she's just going to do it. But I thank God for her. I thank God for the relationship. I thank God for the friendship. And there's not many people you can say friends to, but I thank God, glory to God. Well, some people call everybody friends. But I thank God, glory to God, for the anointing and for the, being a prayer warrior. So enough, glory to God, because one thing about it, we can say a lot of accolades about something, but a person, for the main thing is their actions, their attitude, and their life living, because people can put on a facade and, you know, perpetrate for a little while. But really, when you have the anointing in your life and you're living what you say you, who you say you are, and who you say you're serving, it's going to manifest. Like you said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I bless the Lord for what witness I know and see in her, that she is definitely a child of God, an anointed vessel of the Lord, a servant of the Lord, and that, glory to God, she loves what she does in ministry. That's one thing, when you have a love, not just a gift, but a love for God and for his people, that makes all the difference. So without further ado, didn't I put your name, the number in? 8654. Okay, yes. Bless the Lord. I want you to now, glory to God, to receive none other than our speaker for tonight, none other than Prophetess Pastor Charlotte Mitchell out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Praise God. Praise God. It's so, it's good to be on the line with everyone. It's nothing like coming together, one heart, one mind, one soul, one accord. Coming together in unity with the body of believers in God. I am glad to be here today. God, I give you glory, praise, and honor for who you are in our lives, Father. And as we continue to prepare our hearts right now to receive your word, Father, I thank you that you're preparing the hearts of the hearers, Father, so that we could hear, and that you use my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, engraving and engrafting the words upon the hearts and within the hearts of the hearers, so that we go and we leave this place not being the same, not being only hearers, but doers of your word. I thank you, Father, for excavation. I thank you for revelation. I thank you for demonstration. I thank you for expectation, Father. I thank you, Father, as I decrease, you increase. That the Holy Spirit have your way in this place tonight. Once again, I am Pastor Charlotte Mitchell, and I'm glad to be with you all tonight. Oh, God is good. Our God is good. Our God is good. So what we're going to talk about tonight, saints, I'm so glad to be before you. I just got to say that I get excited. I just love Pastor BJ. I love you all. Whenever we connect together on the line, I just love it. I, you know, there's nothing like dwelling with the brethren. You know, there's nothing like dwelling with the brethren in faith. I can feel you. I can feel you. Over the phone, I can sense, I can feel the unity. And God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for your spirit, for your anointing, for your presence in the atmosphere. Whew. We're going to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 19. And hopefully my reader, Kim, her number's been unmuted so she can read for us.
Okay, what is her last four digits?
Zero two, let's see, let me double check. It's 0898.
Okay, it's right up under yours, okay. All right, it's unmuted.
2 Corinthians 5:18. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given us to the ministry of reconciliation.
19.
To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Go, jump down to 21.
For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen. Thank you so much for the reading of that word. I want to tell you, those who are writing notes and taking notes tonight, if you want to know what the topic is, it's going to be stay sweet. I need you to write stay sweet. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, 19, and we went to verse 21, basically we all know there have been times when we've been broken. We've been broken. We've had broken fellowship, broken promises. We've experienced disappointment. We've been hurt. We've been offended. We've had times when our heart has just been broken. Things have happened beyond our control. But and the scripture tells us that we are called into the ministry of reconciliation. So our God is so good. He's so awesome. He will restore us. Even when things happen, when disappointment happens, he said, I've called you into I've called you into restoration, into reconciliation. I've called you back into me. I've called you back into complete. And so just as he is a restorer, God said, he have need of us. We are his representation here on earth. He said, I have need of you. I have need of you, your hand, your feet, your voice at this time. So just as I am the restorer and the reconciler, I want you to do it. So when things go wrong in your life and you've been hurt and you've been broken and you've been disappointed and you've been offended and abused and downtrodden and you're feeling all of those things that aren't edifying, just know that God said, I'm the God of reconciliation. And I'm the God of restoration. And it's time for us to know that. And so we have to know that what has been broken, what's been broken in our family, what's been broken, broken dreams, whatever it is, that reconciliation, whatever's been hurt, betrayal, offended, whatever, reconciliation is ours. And so it's just important that we know. The scripture tells us through much tribulation will we enter into heaven. So the remedy to it all today and staying sweet is to know love. Love, love, love will keep us sweet. Love will keep us sweet. Love will call sweetness upon us. Love is the remedy for us to continue in love regardless of what's going on to stay sweet. So sometimes, you know, sometimes it's the worst thing that happened to you. And sometimes it's the worst thing that's been done to you. It's the hurt, the pain, the opposition, all of that stuff. The worst things that's been done to us can bring out the best in us. And sometimes it's in those times of offense is when offense comes and when we're hurt and disappointed and we enter into conflict, you know, something that calls us and brings us into a place of conflict. Don't you know that's some of the times when God is making us, where God is making us strong. And so we got to learn how to deal with it when conflict comes. We got to learn how to deal when offense comes. We got to learn how to deal when we're hurt and broken and disappointed. It's important that we stay sweet in those seasons. So you see, there are heights that God will call us into. He's elevating us and he's calling us into. And there are heights that we can't reach until we're able to pass the test of love, pass the test of offense. I took offense to that. No, let it go. Don't let it go like Elsa say in a song. Don't take offense. Let it go. And there's a place we can get where we don't have to accept offense. And so God is saying that I want you to pass that test. And in passing that test, that's how you can measure your growth. That's how you can measure your maturity. Because some things that used to bother you at one time, it stayed on you a long time. Now it don't stay as long. Or when it come, you know how to bat it down. You know how to do 2 Corinthians, this imagination and these images that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of who you are, God, and who I am in you. I thank you, Lord God, for that. So you see, you're able to walk that thing out. So remember that there are heights that God want to take you. There are places and heights and depths in the spirit realm that God want to take you that you can't reach until you pass the test of love. That means you got to love unconditionally. You got to love like you've never been hurt before. You got to love in the midst of it, and you got to stay sweet. And when the enemy, he has a way of pressing. See, he pressed on. See, there are things that we experience, the hurt, the disappointment, the disloyalty, anything that we feel that isn't edifying, anything that happened, every unfortunate thing. The enemy has a way of sticking his thumb down in it. And he's trying to suppress it and push it down. And the reason he's pushing it down is because he's trying to make some demonic impression on your life. And we, at that moment, we got a choice to get better or to get bitter. But I want to tell you today, stay sweet. I want you to stay sweet. It's important that you stay sweet. We got to learn how to deal with that thing. Let me tell you something. And there's a place called New Zealand. You guys may have heard of it. But, you know, I don't know if you guys are aware of it. But in New Zealand, they have undeveloped birds. The birds, their wings are not developed. You know why? Because there are no predators on the island in New Zealand. Now, let me tell you something about New Zealand. Because it's an island and there's no predators, there's no snake and there's no wolves or nothing. Guess what happens? The birds our wings didn't fully develop. You know why? Because there was no need, because there was no predators. I want you to catch that. So what I'm saying is I want you to picture the bird while he's being developed, and his little wings just are sprouting out a little bit, but there's no predators. So he's like, okay, I'll chill here. We don't. There's no need. And so what I want to tell you, it's in those oppositional moments. It's in those moments of offense. It's in those moments of pain and heartache and brokenness is where you get to the place where development comes. It's because we got an enemy, and he's like a predator always praying that bring us to a place to want to arise to the occasion. So he said that's where the development comes in. And so that's why I told you that about New Zealand, because you can choose today to continue to be a bird and stay in a chicken coop, or you can decide I'm going to be like an eagle, and I'm going to mount up my wings. And I'm going to fly just like an airplane. Lord, I want you to know about the pilots. When the pilots get ready to fly, guess what they want to know? I want to know the direction and of the wind. You know why? Because the pilot knows I need to fly right into the opposition of the wind, because he knows in order to fly that plane, and he knows when he flies in opposition, opposition gives him a lift. Ooh, I pray that you caught that. Opposition lifts you. So stop trying to run. Stop trying to pray all difficulty outside. Oh, the devil is a lie. Satan, I bind you. And running, so trying to run everything that comes in your life. Some things you got to get through to get to. It's going to make you strong. It's going to make you better. You just got to stay sweet in the process. Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 through 5. We're going to read that, and it's going to tell you it's a little bit about David, two ambassadors. And he sent his two ambassadors out. Some strong men in love doing what he thought was best and how it all turned out. Go ahead and turn to 2 Samuel for me, chapter 10, and we're going to begin at verse 1, and we'll read from 1 through 5.
2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 through 5. And it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. 2. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanun, the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness unto me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun, their lord, thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, and he hath sent comforters unto thee? Hath not David rather sent his servants unto thee to search the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it?
I want you to think about something. I want you to stop right there. I want you to go back and go to verse 1 and read verse 1 for me, and we're going to stop right on 1. I want to talk a little bit to you about it.
Okay. 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, and it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead.
Now, I want to tell you, I want to set it up for you and see, tell you what's going on in this time. Now, you got David's friend Nahash at this point had died, and they had a good relationship. Nahash had been good to David. So David decided when Nahash died, he said, you know what? I'm going to send two of my ambassadors. You know, like here in the United States of America, we send ambassadors into other countries, into other nations. But when they stand, they come in as a representative of the United States. So when they enter into whatever land, whatever foreign soil, when they step foot on that property, they know that they're representatives of the USA. And so they don't alone. In other words, they're not coming just in and of their own terms. They come in representation of the USA. So the whole USA is backing them. And so you got to remember, these were mighty men. And David told him, he said, now, he was mighty men. It was some of his strongest soldiers. And he sent them, and he told him, guess what? He sent them unarmed. In other words, in peace and love. And I want you to go as a representative, because I couldn't go, and I'm going to send my ambassadors to go forward for me. And he sent them just, and as the Bible tells us, it was an act of kindness, y'all. It was a good thing. How many times you're in a place and the intent of your heart and the motivation is a good thing, and you're trying to move forward, and you're moving forward in God doing a good thing, and they moved and they're doing just what their God and what their king had commanded them to do, to go unarmed. Put down the thing that you use to cause you to be an honorable soldier. I need y'all to catch this and allow the words that I speak to run parallel in your life today. And so at that point, David commanded him to go. And look what the scripture tells us, that somebody got in his ear. Now, when they showed up there, when they arrived and said, we're here on behalf of David, King David, guess what happened? Not a new king, Nahash's son, somebody done whispered in his ear. Come on, how many times you done been in a place where you go and your intent and your motivation is pure, but then somebody come and whisper in the ear of the individual you're dealing with. Come on in here. Somebody whisper and say, now you know, they didn't come here to support you. You really believe that, King? They came to spy the land because they're going to come and try to take over, to put fear, to twist the intent of them and cause the king to do what? Well, if you go on and read that passage in your own time, you're going to see where the king listened to them when they put that word and suggest, just like Satan did in the beginning, right? Satan suggested. He put a word and a bug in his ear, always suggesting some stuff. And so when they put that word in his ear, he decided that he was going to take these men of honor and take them. And the Bible says he cut half their beard. And when I looked at this originally, I thought, well, you know, that's not too bad. He cut half their beard off, because I was thinking cut their beard horizontally. You know how a man who may have 2 inches growing under his chin, you just cut it down to 1 inch. That's a horizontal cut. That's not that bad, but no, they made a vertical cut. So that means, see, picture a man's beard from the side of his left ear all the way down to the middle of his chin. They cut half the beard in a vertical manner, so he would have only just one half beard, making a mockery of him to humiliate him. You see? And that's what they did. They decided, okay, we'll show them. And so he fell for the okey-doke, and they cut the beard, the men's beard. These great men who were unarmed cut their beard halfway. And not only that, we exposed their buttocks because of what they were wearing, their tunic, cut it and then exposed their buttocks and decided they were going to make a show of them and humiliate them. And, you know, and so that's what they did, because somebody once again got in the ear of the man and the king or the man that was in charge. Come on in here. I need you to go there with me. It happens in ministry like that. Somebody get in your ear, and some people get in your ear and say some things. Oh, it's so important that we be operating in the spirit of discernment, and so we don't let anything that buzz, any buzz that come buzzing around our ear, that we fall for it. But they fell for it, and they decided to treat these men this way. And what happened was, after they cut the tunic, the back of their tunic, and shaved half their beard, at that particular time, what happened was, oh, I wanted to share this with you also. I want you to know something about when they shaved that beard. When they shaved that beard, you got to know what the beard represented to them at that time in that culture. I want you to go there and imagine with me. I want you to imagine you doing just what you told to do, and you're fully humiliated and mocked for doing just what you told to do. It's one thing when you're doing your own thing and your own foolishness and your own pettiness brings you to that place, but when you're doing just what you're told to do. And so, look, I want to just say this. It's so important that we look at and listen to this story and know, oh, well, you know, they cut their beard and they cut the tunic. Well, you know what? In comparison, if we had to compare it to Daniel, we might say, well, Daniel might say, well, at least y'all didn't have to go in the lion. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego might say, well, at least you didn't have to go in the furnace. But the bottom line, when we look at this particular story and scenario, look here, these men were hurt. These men were wounded. These men were humiliated. They were confused because they king son them. Come on in here. They king son them. How many times you've been confused because you were doing what God said? You were walking in the perfect will of God, and things didn't turn out the way you thought they would. And then things happened when you got humiliated all. And did you turn back and say, God, what you doing? Why you call? You got to do what these men say. You got to stay sweet. You got to do just what the scripture tells us. So just as it was with them, in comparison, when we look at it, these men were hurt and wounded, and all that were hurt, wounded, confused, and disrespected, they had a choice to make. I always tell you, God don't come to give you control. We run our lives trying to control others, controlling atmosphere, controlling our environment, trying to control out of insecurity. Oh, but in Christ, we no longer realize. We realize we don't have to control everything around us. God says self-control is the fruit I desire you to have, but I gave you the power of choice. So stop spending your life trying to control everything around you and realize that I gave you will, and that means I gave you choice. And so I always say he never called us to be comfortable, but he said conformable. But yet he gave us his comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Paracletus, the one that's called alongside to reside, abide, and guide us and lead us and keep us. Come on. Why do you think they call the Holy Ghost the keeper? It'll keep you out the bottle, my friend. It'll keep you from the drugs. It'll keep you out of the bed, because he's truly your keeper. And this is the time and season. This is his dispensation, because Jesus said he's seated at the right-hand side of the Father. So we must utilize. We must commune with the Holy Spirit. Whew, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So it's just so important these men were doing what they were told to do. And in that particular point when they were hurt and they were wounded and they were on their way back, y'all. Somebody say, on their way back. They were on their way back. And at that particular time, guess what? I want you to think about it. These were men of valor. These were men, prideful men, men of honor. And they were known to be mighty men of valor. So imagine they on their way back home humiliated. They did that intentionally to do that to them. And so, you know, it's one thing to get that doing, like I say, doing your own thing. But when you're doing your best, have you ever been in a place when you're doing your best to do what the king told you to do? And yet you experience betrayal. You experience being wounded and hurt and disappointed. Come on, what do you do at that time? Let me share. I told you earlier I was going to share with you a little bit about the beard. The beard, in that particular culture, it represented, it was a mark of distinction. It was a mark of honor. It was a mark of maturity, y'all. And so imagine that. These men, this was that they took pride in their beard. And being a stylist, you may have heard Pastor BJ tell you that earlier. She was my customer. But being a stylist, I know about that. I learned that the hard way, y'all. I was cutting hair one day, and I asked the guy, I said, would you like me to do his, I was doing his sideburns. And I said, okay, you want him straight across? And he said, yes. But he wanted him straight across, but long still halfway his chin, looking like Elvis Presley. But when I say straight across, we mean up at the top of the ears where men usually get their hair cut here. But he was from another country. And I cut it up there. Oh, my world. And he didn't speak English, but he started having a fit because he was on his way to his country. And I cut his hair up there. So I know it. I experienced it personally. I'm laughing now, but I wasn't laughing at him. I was so hurt. I was hurt and devastated because I wouldn't want to have to send him back to his country. And I cut whatever his honor, whatever. I asked him straight across, and he said yes. So, see, and it was custom here. It wasn't custom to him. But I didn't know. And so when we say straight across, it's always at the top of the ear. But anyway, so imagine you're in that particular place, and that's what that particular beard, that's what it represents. It's a token, y'all. It was used also as a token of power, you know. And so you're in that place where you are respected, and this is a part of your look. This is a part of your beard. It's a part of your distinction. It's a token of your authority. And then you gotta walk around now with shaved, half your face shaved. And I'm going to tell you what it did. When they shaved half their face, that the act of them doing that was to temper the men's identity. The enemy wants to temper your identity. The situations and circumstances that come against wants to temper and take you out of your identity and temper their identity and also their rank. So you got to know, when the enemy comes in like that, you got to recognize, oh, no, it's all right. You could try to cut my beard. You could cut half my beard. But you, this joy, this love, this life, my identity that God has given me, you don't have the power to remove. I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for your truth tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that it's you, Lord God, who calls us to dwell in your house. It is you that calls us to triumph in all things. And so I come to tell you tonight, I come to tell you that it's up to you to live for God. It's up to you to make a choice to live for God and to stay sweet. And there will be times in your life when you find yourself wounded doing God's perfect will. I ain't talking about hokey poking like some people. Oh, one put their left foot in and take their left foot. I'm talking about doing the perfect will of God. You'll still find yourself being wounded doing God's perfect will. But I've come to tell you tonight, stay sweet. Suck it up, buttercup. Suck it up, buttercup, because you're not exempt from pain. And I tell you, there's a song that says, no pain, no gain. Well, I tell you, they got revelation from God. So just check David out. I want you to check David out. Now his men are humiliated, and they're walking back, and they're on their way home. And once again, when they started back home, guess what? David, he didn't let them come home. He didn't let them return that way. He didn't let them come home and be humiliated in front of all the people that way. He didn't let them come back. But the Bible says that he heard word, which reminds me of the prodigal son, y'all. You remember when the prodigal son decided he wanted to go live his lavish life? And when he was coming back, the Bible tells us that the father was heard. And once again, the Lord is so awesome. He always will send the word out before you to warn you and let you know. And so the father knew that his son was coming, and he did the same thing. He sent a servant to help him, right? And he said, that's what this reminded me of. They was on their way back, and then David heard word. And David got word that they were on their way back. And he heard what had happened to him, and he sent the servant to stop. to intercept. Come on in here. That's what kind of God we serve. He stopped and he intercepted them coming back, and they didn't have to walk in the humiliation. He said, we won't allow you to come home that way. In other words, I didn't send you out that way. I'm not going to allow you to come home that way. Just like the prodigal son. Isn't that the parallel? That son ran and sent that servant to give him a robe and all, because I'm not going to let you look like what you've been through. Come on, what an awesome God we serve. And so just as he did, the king told him, he said, don't come home. He sent him, the Bible said, the king sent him to Jericho, y'all. The Bible sent him to Jericho. The king sent him to Jericho. And so I want to say to you, go to Jericho on a day. You know why I say that? Now you got to go. He said, now when he told him, he said, now go to Jericho, and I want you to wait for your beard to grow back, because that beard that they cut halfway, it will grow back. And so that beard that they cut that way, it will grow back. And that back part of that tunic that they cut, it can be restored. Well, I got a Holy Ghost seamstress that can sew that up and that can cover you. Come on in here. I'm going to cover what the enemy tried to expose. And so just as with the prodigal son, when the father saw the son, he didn't want him to return looking like what he had been through. He covered him. And so that's what our God does. He covers us. And he said, go to Jericho. And so what I'm telling you, my friend, tonight, whatever hurt, pain, disappointment, betrayal, whatever you're feeling and brokenness that you're feeling, go to Jericho. And you know what Jericho means when they talk about Jericho? Jericho is called the place of sweet fragrance. If you look up the definition, it's a place of sweet fragrance. So when they talk about you, when they hurt you, when they offend you, when they accuse you, and don't get mad, don't get bitter, don't try to get even, stay sweet. Go to Jericho, that place of sweet fragrance. Stay sweet. It's a choice. God gave you the power, the ability to choose. And so your beard will grow back. I want to tell you, all the ladies, I want to tell you tonight, your beard will grow back. You got to remember what the beard represents, your reputation, your honor, your respect, your glory, all of that will grow back. So I just want to say this. God is saying to me to say to you to let the king, let him, God, fight your battle. Let God fight your battle. Let him fight your battle. You remain sweet. Stay sweet. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Don't get even. Sometimes when we feel a need to defend ourselves, sometimes situations occur and that thing comes to attack our reputation. It's so hard to be quiet. You're like, because I want everybody to know. And if you're prophetic, you already been misunderstood all your life. If you're prophetic, I know about it. You've been misunderstood. I can say one thing and the person to hear something totally different. Everybody run and say, you know what she said? I'm like, that's not what I meant. I found half my life and most of my life I'm trying to explain what I meant because I've been misunderstood. So regardless it is what it is that's going on, and how much the enemy come. Y'all know Jezzy. Y'all know old Jezebel. She come to steal. She come to kill, steal, and destroy. Did the enemy use her to come kill, steal, and discredit the voice of the prophet? And so sometimes you want to defend yourself. You want everybody to know that's not true, y'all. No, it's really not what they got out there on the headline of the news. It's a tag. You want to, no. Sometimes we tempted to want to defend ourselves, but we got to let go and let God. And it's the one thing, like I said, it's one thing to be sitting in that thing and in a situation where you can't vindicate yourself. You got to stop fighting for yourself. You got to realize that it ain't for you to do it no more. Our God is the one that's got us covered. He's the one that's going to avenge you. He says stop fighting. Stop fighting in your flesh. Your beard will grow back. Stop trying to defend yourself. But the Lord says, if we hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battle, victory shall be ours. You want to know how to receive victory? Stay sweet. Go to that place called Jericho. God knows how to vindicate his children. Once again, I say God knows how to vindicate his children. So stop fighting. Stop fighting in the flesh. Stop fighting. Stop leaning on your arms, your own natural power and ability, and stay sweet. Let the Lord fight your battle. For God is a God of vengeance, and he said, I will repay if you stay sweet and zip it. That's why the scriptures say be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Zip your mouth. Sometimes we speak too fast, too much, too fast. So quit trying to defend yourself. I know sometimes it's hard to stay sweet when you're offended, but I want you to remember this word. Y'all, I know y'all have heard nitroglycerin before, right? That same nitroglycerin, that if you look it up in the dictionary, nitroglycerin is used for two different reasons. One, to burn bridges, and the other one, to heal hearts. How are you going to use your nitroglycerin tonight? That means how are you going to use your word? Are you going to use it to burn bridges? Are you going to heal hearts? How many of you know when people are suffering from a heart attack, they tell them, go get them a nitro pill, because that nitro pill will what? Heal hearts. But it's your choice, y'all, and I want to just admonish you to stay sweet. It's important that you stay sweet. I know I'm preaching better than some of you are saying amen, but please don't avenge yourself. Neither give place to the enemy. Never give place to wrath, y'all, and know that the Lord says, vengeance is mine. vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So I just want to say, stay sweet. Keep the right spirit, the right attitude. If you continue to read that passage, and which we're not going to read it tonight, but if you go and read it all the way through, those men did just what David said. David told him, he said, now go to Jericho. And they went to Jericho in obedience to, once again, the king that told him, go to Jericho. In obedience, the second obedience, which brought him to a place of pain and ridicule and humiliation. And then they obeyed him again. Some of y'all would say, oh, I'm not going there. He told us to go there. Now he's talking about go to Jericho. I ain't going to Jericho because look what happened when we went. No, you don't. They obeyed in the second time. And when they went to that place in Jericho, that place of sweet fragrance, their beard grew back. Promotion came to them and blessings occurred in their lives. And guess what, y'all? It happened right in the presence of their enemies. Come on in here. So the king, if you continue to read that, the king turned to Joab. You'll see further on in the scripture where the king turned to Joab. And because they chose to stay sweet, they chose to be obedient and stay in the right attitude. We call it the right spirit. And they remained there. When it was all said and done, the king turned to Joab. And I want y'all to know Joab was a bad boy. He was a bad boy. And he said, now you know what? He told Joab, he said, now take your strongest men and go there. And he guess what he did? He wiped them out. He didn't go there and clear around and shave their face and cut out their garment. He didn't do that. He wiped them out, y'all. And so that's what happened. The enemy wants, God wants to wipe out your enemy, but you got to stay sweet and allow him. So he did a lot more than what they had done. So in Psalms 119, it says what? That great peace have they that love the Lord. And so it's important that we get to a place. There's a place where we can get where nothing shall offend us. There's a place that we can get when offense comes, we can bat it down because it's like whack-a-mole. We recognize this thing. This is an opportunity for me to be offended, and I'm going to let it go. I'm going to cast it down. And there's a place in our growth and maturity where offense will not remain, where offense will not be taken. And we may not be there yet, but we're on our way. And then we're not going to do it in striving, but we're going to do it and being cooperative with the Spirit, collaborating with the Spirit, allowing the Spirit of God to do a work in and through us. I don't know if y'all heard, there was a movie one time called Black Hawk. And in Black Hawk, it was called Black Hawk Down. And in this particular movie, they were going and trying to deal with some guys that was a drug raid and everything. And they went in there, and there was a war and battle, and there's shooting and everything. And the guys were being hit and shot. And the commander recognized that after they had been hit, he said, if we remain here in this place, that wounded place where they were being shot, he said, if we remain here in this place, that we're all going to die. Because he was the commander-in-chief, just as our brother David was. He was the commander-in-chief, and he told one of his soldiers, he said, you know what I need you to do? I need you to jump in the truck, and we need to drive off because we all will perish if we stay and remain in this place. But you know what the young man told him? He said, but sir, I've been shot. You know what the commander told him? Shut up, get in the truck and drive. I just want to say that. And sometimes in life when we think, I've been shot, I've been hit, I want to tell you, you're not the only one that's been hit. We've all been hit. But the enemy will try to make you think it's a place of isolation. It's just happening to you. Oh, me, oh, my, so you could go do like a dog and suck and lick on your own wounds. But I want to tell you, we all been hit, just like that commander. And we got to get in the truck and we got to drive. We got to move forward, forgetting those things that are behind us and press on to those things that are before. We got to reach for those things. We've all been shot. We've all been hit. We've all been given a reason to quit and give up. But at some point, it's time for us to love and love like we've never been hurt before. Continue to live. Continue to laugh. Continue to stay sweet. That's what I'll say. Love will win every time. Love always wins. So God will fight for you. Some of you, that's all you've known all your life was how to fight because circumstances, situations hit you so hard in life you had to fight. You know, all my life I had to fight. Some of you, that's your life story. But God said in me, now things have changed. Now that you submit, you repented, you turn from doing things the way you do. Now you say you're going to do according to my word. And I say, don't fight in your own arms. Don't fight in your own strength. I know some of you, that's all you knew how to do. That's how you got out of a situation. He said, oh, you don't have to do it anymore. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to rely on the arms of your flesh anymore. You know, when I say rely on the arms of your flesh, you don't have to rely on your natural strength, your power, and natural methods anymore. Surrender all to him. Let it be more than just a song. I surrender, I surrender. Oh, God, I thank you that right now it's more than just a song. It's more than just a melody, but it's a truth that our words and our life and our actions and our motivation and our drive become synonymous with that word. We surrender all. That means all areas of our life that we haven't surrendered unto you, we surrender it all to you, Father, knowing, Lord God, that we'll never experience your kingdom if you're not king of our hearts. If you just upon our lips, that means we have. And you haven't been king of our heart. That means all this time we've just been operating in religion, and we're wondering why we're not moving in your kingdom. I thank you, Lord God, that you would allow us to move forward. I thank you, Lord God, that you will no longer just be a part of our lips. We memorize scriptures, no doctrines, and all of that, Father, but you are king of our hearts. That means all, every area of our life, we surrender to you, Father. You're king of our finances. You're king of our actions, our attitudes. You're king of our heart. You're king of our life, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that we relinquish control today, and we submit to you. We surrender all things, even those hidden things that we're still holding on. We still holding on and trying to deal with things in the arm of our flesh, that we give it all to you. Today, Lord God, we thank you, for you are the king of our heart. You are the king of our heart. And I thank you, Lord God, that we're moving forth in your kingdom, knowing that your kingdom started in the beginning of us when we submit ourselves to you. When we made you, Lord Jesus, the kingdom started on the inside of us. And we know externally that it would be manifested when Jesus come back again. And I thank you for kingdom hearts, kingdom minds, perspective, and perceptions. I thank you for kingdom behavior, kingdom attitudes, kingdom seekers right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that we will remain and stay sweet in this season, regardless of what happens all around us. The chaos could be all around us, just like the ship. It doesn't matter what's going on all around you, as long as we don't allow it to get in us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. This is powerful, wonderful, marvelous, phenomenal. I'm telling you. I was trying to catch up people with that word that was going. It was so rich, I wanted to try to get it all, but I know I can go back and listen to it on Bob Talk Radio a little bit later. Praise the Lord. But, Pastor, I praise God for you being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Pray God continue to bless and use you in a phenomenal, marvelous way. Glory to God, because truly it's rich, and the things that I heard tonight really blessed my spirit. Anyone is desiring prayer before we get into any accolades or remarks? Praise God. We're going to open all the lines. So if the prophet, praise the Lord, you desire for her to pray for you, we are going to, glory to God, take those requests now. I'm trying to get all of your lines open. I am so richly blessed. My spirit, man, is just leaping all over the place. It is wonderful. I praise God for even the new things that I've heard that I hadn't heard before. Praise God of the power of the anointing that was flowing out of you tonight. The lines are open. Anyone have a prayer request? The pastor will be praying for you at this time. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, prophet. Awesome word. But this is Robert Black. There's something that showed up on my skin, and it's so sore, and it's been on my skin for like 3 days. I already claimed my healing. But if you were to touch and agree with me on that.
Yeah, I touch and agree with your brother, and I stand in agreement with you that you are already the healed. You are the healed fighting off lingering Lyme symptom, and that's just a lingering Lyme symptom. You are the healed. I praise God in advance. Just like you have already asked, we already know he's answered it. And I thank the Lord, and I praise him in advance for the manifestation of your complete healing in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
And Brother Black, this is what I heard when you were talking. Brother Black, don't take no slack. And he said, God said, and Brother Black will no longer live in lack. You hear me? He said, Brother Black, don't take no slack. That means he wants you to cry out and spare not. And he said, Brother Black won't live in slack. Praise God.
That's confirmation. Praise.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm.
My
thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus.
Confirmation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God. Any other prayer requests? Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Speak up if you desire any prayer. Praise the Lord. We want to keep it rolling. Anybody have a prayer request now? We want you to go ahead and speak it so she can pray.
Praise the Lord. I'm thankful for hearing such a profound message here tonight. And I ask that you continue to pray for me and my family, my sisters and brothers and my entire family. But we've been going through some issues, and I ask you to please continue to pray. This is Pastor Sims.
Pastor Sims, my sister, I stand in agreement with you. Father, we thank you. You said one upon 1,000 and two upon 10,000 of flight. Now, I stand with my sister, Pastor Sims. I thank you, Lord God, that you know the situation and circumstance in our family. And I thank you, Lord God, we speak, we decree and declare like you gave us the power and ability in Matthew 18:18. I thank you. You said whatever we bind here on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose here on earth will be loose in heaven. Now, we decree and declare right now that all things are working together for the good of that family. I thank you, Lord God, that they're being drawn closer to each other and being drawn closer to you. I thank you, Lord God, that every situation is coming to hinder, block, and stop them, Father. I thank you. We come against that spirit right now. We call it to be annihilated and dissipated right now and destroy every block, every hindrance, every distraction, all division right now in the mighty name. All confusion, which is the author, Satan is the author of it. I thank you. We bind the hands of the enemy and her family. I thank you, Lord God, that truly all of them will have lifted hands unto you, Father. We declare and decree it. So I thank you, Lord God, that they will recognize and realize that you will open their eyes to see the truth, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that we expose the hand of the enemy and her family, and that you rule and reign in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I would like for you to pray for me and my family. This is Sister Rachel. There's quite a few things going on, but I know God is going to do it, I believe.
Yeah.
Rachel, I heard the Spirit of the Lord when you started talking. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say she didn't have some haters around her in her life. He said, in your life, you had some haters around you in your life. But God said he'll give you beauty for ashes, my sister. I just thank God, and I lift you up in your family, in your situation and circumstances. And I thank God that you continue to go before her, making all crooked places straight. I thank you, Lord God, that you give my sister beauty for ashes. I thank you, Lord God, that you bestow upon her everything that the tinkerer and the locust has stolen from her. I thank you, Lord God, that you return it to her. I thank you, Father, that her latter days will be greater than the past. I thank you, Father, that you're moving in her life and in her family. And I thank you, Lord God, that the confusion and the contention that seems to keep happening. After time, it seems as you get a little rest, you get a little break, and then something else happens. It's like contention just continue to happen. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, we bind and we frustrate the enemy that come, and we tear down, Lord God, all the work of the enemy that's coming against her family, Lord God, to keep it always in a place of frustration and always in a place. Even I see some tragedy that occur, one thing after another. I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I think, and I speak and decree and declare the blood of Jesus over her and her family, from the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet. I think, and I speak, decree and declare, and hide it behind the cross, and that the divine original intent for their lives will manifest in their lives. And so I thank you, Lord God, for the destiny and that purpose will be fulfilled, that they will live full, and they will live a fulfilled life, and they will die empty. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. I'm asking for, this is Sister Brenda, and I'm asking for prayer that I will stop walking in the spirit of fear and to just release myself and walk in the things that God wants me to walk in.
Yes, my sister Brenda, I'm in agreement with you, because fear is false evidence appearing real. I thank you, Father, that you heard the question. You heard the request of your daughter, Father. And I thank you that the Holy Spirit, that you're right there, that you go right there to that place where faith hasn't been and love has not been perfected in her life. I thank you, Lord God, that you continue to cause her to submit to you, Father, to submit to you more, to relinquish, to give up the reins in her life, to give up the reins and to relinquish control of you and submit more to you, to cooperate, to collaborate with you, Father, to stay connected to you. I thank you, Lord God, that you use my sister. I thank you, Lord God, that in a late night hours, that you cause her to experience encounter and have experiences with you and have encounters with you, that she would know beyond a shadow out that you are truly her God, and that she would truly lean, rely, and depend on you and trust you, Father. And I come against everything that's trying to stop her, that's trying to stop and block her from believing you and trusting you. I thank you, Lord God, that you perfect that love. Unforgiveness, any unforgiveness that's in her life. Oh, my sister, any unforgiveness. Oh, any unforgiveness that's in your life. I don't care what they did and how bad it was. Any unforgiveness, God said, unconditional love will bring you to that place where you'll walk in faith. And so God said, I want you, even tonight after we get off the line, he wants you to pray. He wants you to seek him. And he said, it's some things. Sometimes we have little blind spots. We have a little area of something sometimes that we thought that was totally taken care of. And God said, once you take care of that, sister, you will no longer have to taste the bitter, the bitterness and the taste of fear in your life, which is false evidence appearing real. But God said, I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And go forward seeking me, and I will show you and reveal those things unto you, and you will walk forever in faith, forevermore in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Praise
thank you.
Ooh, what a powerful God
we serve.
Jesus.
Oh. Look, my sister that I was just talking to, it's like I look like I heard you in the spirit. Like, it's like, I don't know if it's something you say, but it's like you say, I've been trying. Like, I heard you saying, I'm trying. Like, you know, some things that went through throughout your life, even from your childhood up to this point. And you feel like, you know, you're trying, and things don't always go right. And like, sometimes life has let you down and all. But God has said, this is the day of your turnaround. You hear me? God said, the day is the day of your turnaround. He wants you to turn around, change it in your mind, you change it in your life. And Jesus' name.
Right. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Jesus.
Right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm.
Thank
you.
Mm.
Thank you. Lord. Hallelujah.
He loves you, sis. God loves you, sis. God loves you. I don't care who didn't love you. I don't care who didn't treat you right. God loves you. He going to make up. God loves you. He'll make up for everything and everybody, everything that was missing in your life. He's the one that'll come. He'll fill all the brokenness. He'll fill and he'll heal all the brokenness. He'll heal the pain and he'll fill you and thrill you. I promise you he will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Mm. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. We celebrate you, God. You're worthy. Thank God.
You.
Hallelujah. Your word.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My God.
Thank you. Mm.
Praise God. Who else over on the line that needs to? I just opened two lines that wasn't open. It must have just joined us. Anyone else for prayer? Praise the Lord while the prophet is praying. Or glory to God. Available. She's going to pray for you. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. For the performance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what all that fuss I hear. This is Sister McCormick. I was just calling Pastor Mitchell. I'll ask you to just pray for me. I don't know. Last night I was having a lot of pain in my back. I don't know. I just kept, I don't know what it was. But anyway, I just couldn't have sleep. And then I asked you to pray for my daughter. My two daughters was getting things situated for this kitten thing, what they're going to go through. I was talking to my oldest child, Teresa, and like yesterday when we was all praying on the phone, and we sit after we got the phone, sit down and we prayed together, and so I prayed and then she prayed, and then after she got through praying, she said, Mama, sometimes I feel like I'm about to lose it, and I said, no, you're not gonna lose it. I said, God got you. He got you. I said, you just hold on, like that. So I just ask you to just touch and agree with me as I continue to pray for this situation about her, because she has to get on the dialysis, Teresa, and her sister is supposed to be the donor for her kitten. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm just in the midst of, I'm just praying for this thing to happen, you know, wherever the way the Lord
Yes, sister. Yes, my sister, I understand. Let's go ahead and let's go on and handle this. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your truth. I thank you for your spirit. We're going to lift up our sister. We're lifting up our sister. We're coming together in agreement, coming against that right now. I thank you, Lord God, that Jesus bore stripes on his on the cross so that we don't have to deal with the pain in our back. I thank you, Lord God, that you heal her back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that she don't have to bear the pain of that pain in her back, Father. I'm praying for my sister because you know I can relate to the pain in my back. And I thank you, Lord God, for your word and the way your word works, Father. And you say we sow seeds at seed time and harvest. And I gladly pray for my sister. And I gladly bind and rebuke the devil that will come to bring pain in her back. I gladly sow seeds in her life so she can reap the harvest. And I will too, Father. I thank you for the spirit and the prayer of agreement for healing from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet. I thank you for it. And I lift up her daughters right now to you. I thank you, Lord God, that she said in her prayer sometimes, she said when she was talking to her mother, she said, sometimes I feel like I'm going to lose it. God, I decree and declare the only thing she's going to lose is the fear, and she's going to lose the disappointment, she's going to lose the discouragement, and she's going to lose the bad conversation. I think, Lord God, that you're going to restore right spirit and renew the right mind within her. I think, Lord God, she's going to speak as you speak. She's going to believe as you say believe. She's going to say what you say say. She's going to do what you say do. I think, Lord God, that you will use her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Mm. Thank you, Lord. Glory. We praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord for those all the prayer requests. And we thank God for the power of prayer and the anointing and praise, blessings and strength. And we bless glory to God for the virtue back in the prophet's body, and now we just take any remarks that they'll have for what the word was tonight to those that would like to share. We have, ample time to go ahead and take those remarks now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise for Pastor Mitchell on tonight. Word. At first, I was thinking you said your subject was, I thought you were saying faith, faith. But then I think then later on I said, no, she's saying stay sweet, as in like
yes.
Sugar sweet, praise God. But I thought we was going to go down Safe Street. But anyway, I thank and praise God that I did get that right. And I thank and praise God for the message and for even the scripture. How sometimes you can be doing exactly what the king orders are and still you wind up getting disappointed, praise God, and you wind up in circumstances you did not intend to have. And so I said, well, praise God, we can't let our circumstances and the situations, Lord God, affect who we are as people of God. We cannot let it cause us to get out of character. We have to remember who we are in spite of, even though you're doing the will of the Father, you're doing the will of the King, if you will, praise God, hallelujah, you're obeying him, praise God, and nevertheless, and the scripture teaches that it rains on the just as well as the unjust, praise God. So sometimes in life, you're going to get it, and even though you're walking in obedience, praise God, and doing what's right, you're going to hit some rocks along the way, I'll say it like that, praise God. But we cannot lose faith. We cannot, hallelujah, stop being who we're supposed to be. And I know, yes, it's hurt, even as I heard the prayer from Mother McCormick, praise God, I can only imagine how exhausted it can get when you're going through and you've been going through for so long. But if we just hold out and keep the faith, praise God, because the scripture tells us, just shall live
praise
by
God.
Faith. I trust that God is going to bring about the, because Jesus has already gotten us gotten it for us. So I thank and praise God for the word. It was awesome word, excellent scriptures that you gave, and I pray God will continue to move on, and you have to jump on that ship with you or that train, and you got to ride. Praise God, hallelujah. And it was a blessed word on tonight. God bless you, Pastor Mitchell. Excellent job. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God.
Amen. Oh, Prophetess Mitchell. Yeah, I believe I heard you a few times now. It's a blessing to always hear from you because you sure got a word. And I believe that word was exactly my answer. I prayed to God about maybe 2 hours ago. And, you know, when you're really pressing to do God's will, but yet you're giving, but nobody gives you. You're being nice, but people ignore you and walk with just you know, treat you wrong, and but you're still doing what the Lord tells you to do, no matter what goes on. If you treat them right and they treat you wrong, I'm still gonna do what the Lord told me to do. And I thought you said faith weak, but when you gave an illustration, when you begin to talk about what you were preaching, then you said, nevertheless, stay sweet. I said, oh, stay sweet. Oh, okay. And I asked God, I said, what about this? What about that? You know, concerning some church things. And that was the answer. No matter what, do what I told you to do. Stay sweet. Keep long as I'm doing God's will. And I just said, that's it. There's my answer. I just thank God for the word. I can go on and on, but amen. For the time's sake, I just thank God for you. Thank God for the message. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Mitchell, again. I thank God for the word as I was listening to it. As you were saying, stay sweet. And all I can just say right now is I like that part where you said, and stop fighting and let the Lord fight your battle. Keep the right spirit. And that's some of the things that I have to, you know, work with myself. Stop trying to fight it and let God fight my battle. I thank God for you on tonight.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Mitchell. I thank God for you, for using you tonight so wonderful, because mostly things that people need to know is just what you brought. Continue in love. If your love is strong and you, that God says love is to the broad in our heart, why so many fear? So I thank God for using you so mighty tonight, especially on that love. Continue in love. If you got that love in you, baby, fear don't tamper you. Because love is overpower. So that fear could not stop you from going on and loving one another. So I love when you said, continue in love. Fear should not have control over the child of God. So I thank God for using you so mighty, woman of God. Thank God for you. Amen.
God bless you. Pastor Mitchell, I enjoyed everything, but I think the most thing that stuck in my mind was the birds with the undeveloped wings.
Oh, my God.
Ha, ha, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because they didn't have to use their wings are undeveloped, and they couldn't do like the eagle that flies and gets above the storm. They just have to stay down there because no predators, nothing is causing their wings to develop. And I think sometimes that's what's going on with me a lot of times. And other Christians, you see, you think you mature, you think you got it all together. And then when you find yourself, you're in the wilderness again and you're going through the same thing. And when we need to just do just what you said in your lesson here, surrender to the King of our hearts. And if you can do that, if you can totally surrender, and if you love, because the Bible tells us that God is love, it's so very much that was said. I appreciate everything. We praise God for you. We hope that you continue to preach many, many, many more sermons of that magnitude, because truly, I heard somebody say already, it's a needed time, and we needed that. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Pastor Mitchell, I thank God for tonight. I thank the Lord for the word that you brought forth tonight, Lil. And I know you've never met me. You've never seen me before. You don't know anything about me. But everything you said, I've been through that. But I still show love. I still obey God through it all.
Me
God
too.
Bless you, woman of God. Keep on doing what you are doing, because people need the word just like that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I agree. Yes, they do. Need that word. Right. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Mitchell, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, y'all.
Okay. I just want to make sure. That was the last one?
I want to thank God for the message from Pastor Charlotte tonight. It was definitely needed and on time. There are a lot of people, even in the body of Christ, all around the world that have gone through and are going through different things. So it's definitely very, very, very important to keep the right perspective and not to be bitter, as Pastor Charlotte said, but to be better. And to not let the trials of life weigh you down, weigh people down, because that's what they're designed to do from the devil. But God wants us to develop us and develop patience in us and develop us, period. So instead of not being developed, we use the trials to propel our wings and to help us fly and soar and to develop and to be developed in God, developed in the Word, just developed, period. So I just thank Pastor Charlotte for encouraging us to be developed and not be sad and bitter about trials, but let them develop us. Thank you, Pastor Charlotte.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise God.
If you don't mind, I did want to share one more thing that when you said Robert Black will ever be in lack, will not be in lack, I always, I've recently been saying I'll never be broke another day in my life. And I meant every word. I meant every word from the heart, because I know as long as I'm in God, as long as I'm pressing to do right, and I'm paying my tithes, and I'm doing His will, He will provide. He's already provided. He has already done it. But I know I won't be broke. I already see this thing, and I know that's confirmation. You know, I just thank God for that. That's real.
And I want to say, brother, I felt it so strong in my spirit that the don't take no slack was connected to your no lack. I need you to catch that part. That means He really wants you to cry out and spare not. He's going to put people on your heart and mind that you to speak to. You're going to have to speak it. And I just see Him using you. I see Him using you in a greater capacity than He's used you in the past.
Okay.
Praise God.
Praise God. Oh, look here.
Praise God.
I receive that in Jesus' name.
I do bless
I feel
the
like
Lord for you tonight. Okay, go ahead.
No. I'm all right. Thank you.
Just want to thank the Lord again for you, Pastor. Praise God. Truly, the Lord has blessed you. Need not to go over all the things that's already that the Lord has blessed us. Everyone to touch some part of the message that you brought. So I thank God that it was definitely divine appointment that God blessed for you to bring the bread of life tonight. So we thank God, and it is life because it's something we can eat and use and develop and grow by and whatever like this and be able to even share. And even as we grow in the light shining to help others too as well because they'll see more of Christ and less of us. So I thank God, glory to God, for the revelation knowledge. Glory to God that God brought forth tonight. And pray you continue to be blessed and encouraged and be using greatly, even in greater capacity than even in time past as you continue to flow and grow in him and bring forth, glory to God, that he's placed in your spirit for the body. Because truly you definitely hear from God. At this time, we're going to leave the floor open now for you and your remarks. Then we'll make our announcements for the rest of the month, of upcoming month for the announcement. But at this time, we'll give this time to Pastor to share with
us. I want to thank you guys so much for allowing me to come before you to share with you from my heart what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I like always, I'm always excited about us coming together. I love each and every one of you. And Pastor BJ, I just got to tell you this because I keep hearing it in my spirit. The best is yet to come. That's what I hear. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Thank
Praise
you,
God. Lord. Hallelujah.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Praise God. We bless God for you. Amen. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and have our remarks. And it will next Sunday, the second Sunday of October will be Apostle Mary Burton. She will be our speaker. Then on the first Monday night, that's Sister Noel, Evangelist Noel, will be bringing forth her 15 minutes. And prayerfully, the next week, hopefully, between Pastor Burton or Pastor Sims, probably, I'll just go ahead and set it up and just make the second Monday of the month of Pastor Sims, and then hopefully Pastor Burton and Bird, and then Alicia somewhere or another. They'll finish that time up for the month. On the third and fourth Sunday, the tag team that Prophetess Benjamin and myself were supposed to do last month, but the calendar was full. We're going to go ahead and do that tag team on a specific word from the Lord. On that third and fourth Sunday of October. And I have to confirm the first Sunday that God has given me something, or the second Sunday of November for some young people, and I have to find out whether they're going to be available together to do so. Well, they're not strangers. You know them. We just have to wait and see what the Lord say. For confirmation on that before I make that announcement out there. But in the meantime, we pray that you continue to pray for all of our speakers as we often all the time deals, and also for those ones that are doing those 15 minutes of prayer. Still goes on Monday night, but we just have that something God gave me for the last three months now for those 15 minutes to get the prayer warriors, glory to God, through for those 15 minutes, whatever he's put on their heart. No particular theme or anything, he just for that, so I just thank God again tonight for this word, for the anointing, for the prayer warriors, and for everybody, glory to God, that even came on the line and did not say anything, but thank God that you're richly blessed. Can't help but be, and you're still on the line now from hearing that word, so I thank God that the word draws you, either drive you. Thank God that it's drawing you, and that we're praying that we want to be developing in what he's doing, not just to be a hearer, but a doer, and so the manifestation of the anointing can continue to go forward. Praise God. Tonight I'm going to go ahead and ask Pastor Mitchell, go ahead and we don't do it all the time that way, but I'll go ahead and close us out tonight. Praise God in prayer. Is Pastor Mister still there?
Yes, I am. Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for this night. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this Kairos moment where you collided into our lives to give us instruction, wisdom, guidance, and impartation, Father. And we just thank you, Father, for you knew about this night before we even knew. You knew exactly how you would show up and show out for us. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in us, for we know that we are a work in progress, and we continue, Lord God, to bind our will to you, Father, that we continue to bring glory to your name, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that we will continue to cry out and spare not. I thank you, Lord God, that we won't be afraid of the faces, that we will say the things that you desire us to say, speak truth to power, Father, and that we will be bold and strong and courageous, because you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that in this time and season that we will remain sober, vigilant, and diligent in your kingdom. And from this day forevermore, I thank you, Lord God, for all those that are on the line. I speak blessings over their lives. I thank you that they've heard the word, that the word has come, they received it in their hearts, and that it will bring forth a harvest in their lives. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord and say shalom, blood covering, protecting, shield, and we love you all and have a wonderful, blessed week until we meet up again for Monday night service. Amen. And to others, glory to God.
Amen.
Just keep us, you don't join us at 7 o'clock every Monday night and every second and fourth Sunday service, except the special services we have. You can always go back to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, D-E-V-I-N-E, Connection, to be able to listen to the service. Again, blogtalkradio.com, sorry about that, / Divine Connection. We spell Divine with D-E for the ministry, V-I-N-E. And that way you can go back and listen to any episodes, past ones tonight or whatever, glory to God in the future. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. We love you. Shalom. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.
Love you, shalom.
Praise the Lord. Without God, we can do nothing. We can do all things through him. Bless you. Amen.